The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Mackey's back in town. Look out, old Mackey is back.
The football game is summer.
It's 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you for the next 3 hours as I take you till 5 o'clock. And the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. That's the number to call me, and Fleek's on the other side. And call me up and let's talk about it, because you don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. We do not deserve what is going on here with our football teams. Two dead teams. Two dead seasons. What's today, the 11th? I'm awful with dates working this shift. The 11th. November 11th. And the season is over. Football in New York is over. And boy, did it end in spectacular fashion for both of these teams. I mean, just, you wake up at 9 o'clock, just a hideous day of football. Just an out-and-out hideous day of football. As you wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, to get ready for Giants-Panthers, live from Germany, live in Munich. You get up early in the morning to watch that slop, and I mean from the jump, and we'll get to it. Because as ugly as losing to the Carolina Panthers is, you know how I feel about it, and in some way I'm glad they lost because I believe it's best for the franchise, but still watching it, the dichotomy of knowing what's best and still being sick to your stomach watching it happen is an unfair, unmitigated disaster that no franchise should put their team through. And yet here we are with the Giants, here we are with Daniel Jones, who you knew within the first offensive drive. You knew it! That ball sails in a clean pocket. That ball sails over neighbor's head. And you know we are in for a day against the worst defense in the league to be shut out at the half. Watching Daniel Jones play football, I can't do it. Watching Chuba Hubbard run it down their throat. But as ugly as that was, you knew what this Giant team was. You knew where this Giant season was going. And we'll have all the conversations about the coach and the tank and the quarterback and all the and the owner and everything else that comes with dead seasons, because here we are. But I knew that was going to be here this morning, whether they won or not. We were going to have that conversation. The Jets, on the other hand, who went into Arizona to take on the Cardinals, had a chance to continue this season, had a chance to maybe here in the November 11th, as we get ready to start the second week of November, maybe, just maybe, we could have had a year with the New York Jets, and we believed in it after last Thursday. The dopes like me, I'll be first to raise my hand. Not that I thought this season was magically turned around. Not that I thought the magical run was a guarantee. Not that I thought in 5 weeks we'd be talking about the hot New York Jets and how nobody would want to play the Jets if they make the playoffs. I didn't have any misbelief of that. But I did believe in what I saw in the second half, the offensive performance against the Texans, and just the idea that they had ironed some things out and that they were going to get off of an extra 3 days off of the 9-10-day gap. That's the performance that comes out. And I mentioned Daniel Jones and the Giants offense right away. Well, you knew right away, that this Jets defense wasn't there. That this Jets defense didn't show up. Now, the same with the offense. Early on, I know there's pressure on Aaron Rodgers, but early on, he's miscommunication again. All the things you thought had ended in that second half, after a brutal first half again with the Texans. In the second half, on the same page. Garrett Wilson making big plays. Devontae Adams making big plays. Big plays in the run game. And you thought, okay, this offense has started to put it together. And as much as I want to yell about the offense, and we can, scoring only 6 points and being shut out in the second half, and Aaron Rodgers looking like old, 41-year-old, washed up, needs to retire Aaron Rodgers. But this defense and, you know, the coach wants to come out and Ulbrich, and we all know I'm using the word coach loosely, because they are as poorly coached a team as I can ever remember inside the NFL. And I know it's Saleh, and I know it's Saleh's staff, and I watch the post game, and we talk about the adjustments and the ability to move on the fly and see what's happening here. But ultimately, whether the coach wants to call it the lack of execution, or he's okay with the effort that this defense gave, he's okay with the effort. It wasn't the effort, it was execution. I don't know if it was execution. I don't know if it was the effort. I don't give a damn what it was. That was the worst display of tackling I have ever seen. And when we talked about what we thought this team could be, we knew or thought Aaron Rodgers could elevate the offense in some manner. And we thought the offense could be, hey, if things went perfectly right with Wilson and Hall and Rodgers and a revamped offensive line, there's a chance the offense is even the better unit of the two. Maybe that miracle could possibly happen. But we thought there would be a baseline for what this defense could be. There are games where they play poorly. There are drives that they give up at the end of games. They are not the 85 Bears, as they like to call themselves last year. But there was at least a baseline of some sort of serviceable defense that I expected from this group. And to watch this game and to watch the Arizona Cardinals absolutely run it down their throat. Kyler Murray making big plays, third down after third down. McBride absolutely killing them. And yes, that is now at the end of the season, as this season has now put the nail in the coffin of what the Jets season can be. And don't give me, we were saying 7-1. They still have a chance to go 7-0. It's over. And yes, everyone's going to talk about it. I'm not giving you anything unique here. That play from Sauce Gardner in a game where they are down 14-6. It is still a one-score game. And to have him tackled short of the line to gain on 3rd and 7 and to allow him to get out of that tackle, especially Sauce Gardner, who despite the fact is probably having an okay season, is getting absolutely killed and is really the face of an underachieving group defensively. To watch McBride get out of that tackle, make the play, hurdle somebody else, and get that first down, which leads into a touchdown, which pretty much ends the game, is an out-and-out embarrassment. And to watch Connor run it down their throat, watching Murray complete 17 consecutive passes, broke the record for most consecutive passes by a quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals while they got, we had to watch Kurt Warner this morning with the New York Giants, someone finally talking truth about Daniel Jones. But, I mean, they've had some quarterbacks here.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Consecutive passes. This was easy for the Cardinals. The effort they gave after having the, like, that's what bothers me. And you know what? And shame on me, because I know the Jets are the Jets, and I know where this season is going. And maybe I'm the idiot for being surprised. I'm not surprised they lost the game. I'm not surprised Aaron Rodgers, you know, turned back into a pumpkin. I'm not surprised with a lot of things. I'm surprised with the effort that this team gave coming off that performance in the second half, that win to at least breathe life a little bit into their season, to have the extra time. And now what we have seen with this group, Robert Saleh, whoever else is the coach, this coaching staff, their inability to get up with extra rest, the ability off the bye, they're terrible off the Thursday night twice now. Their two best performances of the year are on Thursday nights, followed up by some of their worst on the next Sunday. How can they be worse? How is the game plan worse? How is the energy level worse off of that win last week? How is that possible? There are things I could buy and then things that shock me. And as much as I'm probably an idiot for being shocked at this Jet team, I've been buying into them all year long. I'm stupid with anybody else who believed it. But I did not see this level of effort in a defensive performance specifically, as terrible as the offense was too. I mean, you can't win scoring 6 points, I get it. But this defense was embarrassing. This is supposed to be a top five defense. You go through the names on this defense, there's talent there, there's ability there. I know. No, they lost their leader in Mosley. I get it. Mosley not being there is a problem. There's different things. I get it. But my goodness, and they've had trouble tackling all year. So maybe I am stupid for being surprised. From the opening game against the Niners, when we excused it because it was the San Francisco 49ers, it's the toughest matchup they'll play all year. You know, the offensive line's good. You don't need McCaffrey. You know, in this offense, that's how good Mason can run the ball. Like, and we excused it. But this entire season, this defense has been as poor a tackling team as I've ever seen. And last night's display, from Sauce Gardner on down, I have to admit, coming off that win and that second half against the Texans with the extra couple days leading into this game, that's the effort they give. They're talking, like, all the talk prior, Rodgers talking about, you know, feeling good and what one win can do. You got Devontae Adams talking about he wants to run through a brick wall for this head coach, and he hopes he's his head coach for the next however many years. Like, all of that showed up and manifested in this crap performance, 31-6. An absolute beatdown in a game they were favored in. And even if you think that's stupid, even if you think that's the wrong line, even if you're sitting there counting your money going, I knew it. What a terrible line from Vegas. Fine. That doesn't excuse 31-6 and it not being that close. And the inability to make adjustments. And then the insult to injury, Mike Williams scoring game-winning touchdowns for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know he wasn't great here. And I know there was some issues beyond just what we saw in between the lines on the field. But the inability of the offense to do what Mike Williams does, that route that he scores, that fly route he scores the touchdown on in Pittsburgh, is what he's skilled at. The Steelers figured it out in three quarters, what the Jets could not figure out this entire season. How to use a talented wide receiver. And all of it came back, the the miscommunication early on between Rodgers and Adams, like the complete no-show from the defense. I mean, just inability to score in the red zone, just all of it. And this team, I mean, and let's say I heard Lori talking about it. I know they said it on the post game. I've been screaming about it since Robert Saleh was fired. What a horrendous decision the owner made. And you can, you need all your fingers and toes to count the terrible decisions this owner has made. But firing Robert Saleh, whether you think he was a good coach or not, to replace him with his defensive coordinator. And I saw someone tweet about how when you see these coaches get fired, a lot of times you get position coaches and a special teams coordinator who step in because they don't want to mess with the offense and defensive group. They don't want to mess with the coordinators. They don't want to put added stuff to their plate, added pressure. But firing Robert Saleh has broken this defense. It's broken it. The numbers between the first five games with Robert Saleh and these last five games, it's not even the same team. Now, I don't know where they were going with Robert Saleh. I don't know if this was going to be the season we all expected. I don't know if they would have broken the 13 years of a playoff drought. I don't know if they would have ultimately been anything more than what they'll end this season as. But I'll tell you what, it wouldn't have been dead November 11th. This defense would have still shown some fight. That was a horrendous decision to fire him and put in Ulbrich. It's completely broken the defense. Completely broken it. They have zero ability to make in-game adjustments. They are terrible with extra rest. It is just, it's an embarrassment of epic proportions. I don't know where, you know, I heard Lori talking about where you rank this game. It's a beatdown, and it's a season ender of what will go down, in my mind, as the most disappointing Jets season I've ever seen. When you consider all of the hype, when you consider all of the talent, when you consider this roster, you consider this quarterback, you consider every move they've made to go all in, whether it's trading for the edge rusher, whether it's now bringing in Davante Adams. I know at that point they were already on their way to this losing season, but still, all of the talent they have, all of the young talent they have, what this defense was in the previous 2 years. The four-time MVP Hall of Fame quarterback, everything. This is the most disappointing season I can ever remember for the New York Jets, and that's saying something. And this is how they go out. This is how they end that season. I can't believe the effort given by this team. And we can go through the different plays. None of them are that impactful or meaningful, to be honest with you. Yeah. The Sauce Gardner tackle, or lack thereof, is going to be the poster boy of this loss, and rightfully so. But there's a million of them. There's a million of them. James Conner did whatever he wanted. Kyler Murray did whatever he wanted. Trey McBride did whatever he wanted. Up and down the field whenever they wanted at any time. I cannot believe the effort the New York Jets gave. And at this point, I mean, it's over. It's not the same as the Giants. I mean, I don't know if you can tank, and we'll get into that conversation with the New York Giants. I don't know where you go from here. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. They are in absolute purgatory. They are in no man's land. And they probably will find a way to win a couple of games. Aaron Rodgers will show glimpses of himself. The defense will have a good performance here or there. They'll figure out a way to win a couple of games. It'll be absolute window dressing. It will be the worst thing that could happen to the team. But ultimately, this Jet team, this Jet group, I have no idea what to say. This is a team with enough talent to be this. This is the least amount done with the most amount of talent I don't know that I've ever seen on a football field. I can't think of a more talented group. Now, I know Aaron Rodgers is older and hasn't played up to his ability necessarily, but still, just looking at the rest of the roster, to be 3-7, to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, to put forth this kind of effort with that defensive ability. I don't know if I can remember a roster more talented than this getting less out of it. And that game yesterday, to end their season with their lack, and I'm sorry, I don't want to hear about that, you know, they have the guys in the room or that, you know, no problem with the effort, it's just the execution. Tackling is effort. That's what tackling is. Tackling is effort. Yeah, I mean, yeah, did Sauce Gardner tackle a much stronger player and bigger player by his shoulders instead of going by and down by his legs? Sure. Is there technique issues that you could work on tackling? I mean, at this level, laughable, but sure. But this wasn't about execution. This wasn't about technique. This wasn't about making sure you get low. This was about the effort of this New York Jet team and specifically the defense, and there wasn't any. Off of the best win of the season, that beat a team that, you know, took the Detroit Lions, who are without question the best team in the NFC, down to the final moments. You went out there and kicked their ass in the second half last week. You got your offense together. You figured it out. You had an extra 3 days to prepare for this game against the Cardinals. And that's who shows up? Embarrassing. And then we'll get to the other embarrassment. The only difference is I knew it was going to be an embarrassment no matter what happened before the game. And we'll get to whether or not Daniel Jones should ever play again for the New York Giants. We'll get to the idea that I'm happy they lost. We'll get to all the different crap that goes through them. Whether it's the turnovers in the red zone, another kicker who can't make a kick, the fumble at the end of the game, Daniel Jones not being able to make clean throws in the pocket, or on a flea flicker, have two different options to get 40 or 50 yards down the field, and the inability to throw the football. I would love to hear from a Daniel Jones defender today. That would be, I know Brett won't call because he doesn't call on Mondays and it's not just about him, but my goodness, can we end it? Can we just end it all right now, honestly? Just end the entire building. Shut down MetLife Stadium. Just turn it off. Turn it off. Close up shop. Honestly, turn it into like a Christmas store. Sell ornaments and Christmas trees. And, you know, 20-foot tall abominable snowmen, because there is no reason to play football in that building again this year. And it's November 11th. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you. I got you till 5 o'clock, 3 hours to go. Taking your phone calls on this dead football season. We focused on the Jets primarily in the open. We'll get to the Giants. We'll get to the coach. We'll get to the quarterback. We'll get to everything that went on with that just disastrous game. But ultimately, I'm telling you, Giant fans, thank goodness.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.